recording this one. We're not doing it on the Google thing because this works fine.
Terrific.
And shout out to Yehuda Fried being our intro for this week. Last week it was Itamar Rosen, and this week it was Yehuda Fried, and we had a great line there. We'll Peter on the, he's the head analyst and business development, and also at the end of his profile, increasing morale and energy through mayhem initiatives and random parties. So that's a good line to remember. You heard of Fried, aka Robbie Fried, on these platforms. So I just sent out a flyer for anyone who knows anyone in Tel Aviv. You're welcome to let them know. And the hope is that we'll be in Tel Aviv for this conference. It should go well.
Amen.
Do some more outreach tomorrow.
Amen.
And just keep generating interest in the company. Everything's still growing, thank God. All the different platforms, and I'm sure the network is growing, and I'm excited for the future.
Amen.
So we're going to learn now some halachas in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We've finished off Hilchos Kriyas Shema for the Kitzur version, and now we're going to go into the Kitzur version of Hilchos Kriyas Shema. And this is part of the Emunah IP growth focus of the company, that we don't just work, but we also strengthen our spiritual side.
Amen.
And believe that the blessing in our work and our values and everything we're doing comes from strengthening the spiritual together with the physical. With the Ruchnius and Gashmius all becoming one together.
Amen.
So Hilchos Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei. There's no higher thing than Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei, the Shmoneh Esrei is the highest. Zman Tefillah Seshachar, says in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Sumin Yuches. The time of davening shachris, mitzvosa should chil im aneitzachama. It should begin with what? The optimal way is with the beginning with the sunrise. Aneitzachama, everyone knows, v'sikin. Didiksev yirucha im shemesh. Yeah, the idea that they will fear you, the rising of the sun. Bidi avid, im, if you pray, like in the second level, or after the fact, you prayed the Shmona Esrei la'achash alam al-shachar, earlier than the sunrise, after the first light of dawn, you're yotzi. So you're allowed to daven any time from alas ha'shachar, Shmona Esrei, but that's bidi avid, after the fact. Say you're going on a plane, and I had to do this, the plane's leaving around Neitzachama. So the only way you can daven Shmona Esrei and get to the gate in time is to daven earlier than Neitzachama. And you're in a minyan, in the shul, they'd call it the Terech minyan as a joke. Yeah, because Avraham Avinu was the one who was Masech and Shacharis. So any time earlier than Vesikin, they call it the Terech minyan. Like his father is Terech. It's a joke, because it's obviously not the best. But it's better to obviously daven like Avraham Avinu, not like Terech. But
the first part you said about the
so you can daven, yeah, you can daven at the sunrise. It says, they will fear you with the rising of the sun. It's also brought this pasuk as well as davening at the end of the day as well, with the setting of the sun. But it's all to do with the sun, the time where the sun is rising and setting is at eight Sfirot sun. The Shlach Kodesh says you should join those times with learning, early in the morning and late at the end of the day. And that's generally been the custom of Klai Yisrael. And in the middle you work, like we're doing now. Or sort of, we're learning as well. So we're having a mind for those times as well. Okay, so we're in a generation where, you know, the lights are on till midnight and past. So any time you learn is a good thing. That's my mindset. And so too with davening as well. So you have this situation where you need to get on the plane at the better time. So you have no choice. You daven Shmoneh Esrei before Neitzachama, that's fine. Bidi Avid. Yotza. You were Yotza. You fulfilled your obligation. It says underneath, the centerpiece of the morning prayer is the Shmoneh Esrei. All other parts of the morning prayer revolve around this recitation. The Shmoneh Esrei is therefore referred to as the Tefillah. It's called Tefillah. This is the Tefillah. This refers to the very first rays of dawn, that sun's rise, that appear on the eastern horizon, or to spread a light across the... Oh no, excuse me, this is Alas HaShachar. That's talking about now. Alas HaShachar is when the first lights are appearing. So that time, we have it in the calendar, you just always should check a calendar. Nowadays you can just Google it, the Zman of Shacharis, or you have one of these Siddur apps, and they'll tell you the Zmanim of Tefillah. And the truth is, in the shul in Ben Gurion, for example, if you're in the airport, they have all the Zmanim written on a board there, so it's not a problem. So you can always just look on the board. I just need to clean my hands because I touched something I shouldn't in the middle of learning. Halacha Lamaisa. So now, Nimshach Zmana. The time for Esther and Shemar Esther extends Ad Shlish Hayom. So you have till a third of the day. So right now, I would guess it's around 9:30, 10. Yeah, probably 10 o'clock. The two different times of when that actually is. Until four seasonal hours have passed from the beginning of the day. Yeah, to Davin Shachris. Now, remember, there's always these like B'dievet opinions, but this is like the time. Ideally, you should say Kriya Shema before Zman Kriya Shema, and then Davin Shemoneh Esrei. Ideally, you should daven before the sun rises. You know, you should daven before 8:45, whatever Zman Kriya Shema is right now. And for sure, you should try daven before 10. But if you miss those times, like B'dievet, you can still daven anyway. He says here, Asalos Acha Yosef, delay this. It's forbidden to delay this prayer later. Now, when I know you personally, and you're also going to mitzvah, patim and mitzvah, shalom bayis, henoch banim, and all these things. My Rebbe himself has told me personally. I don't know. He didn't say it to you. He said it to me. He knew my kind of soul actually almost never ever did it. But he said you're patim from a minyan in these situations if your wife needs you. That's what my Rebbe said to me once. Now, my wife can testify that I command never ever didn't. Like, put her first. I always put Tefillah first because I'm that kind of guy.
You went against what the Rebbe said.
Yeah, and my wife holds it against me. But the other day when I went to go get my son, I didn't daven in the minyan, and I went with her. So, you know, that was. But he did it. Apple pizza, hello. But the problem, what don't you get? You don't get the heavenly reward for prayer in its proper time. He does, however, receive some reward for his prayer. Yeah, you still get a reward. Remember, Hashem is kind. You do something for him, he rewards you. Goes into emotional bank account, goes into spiritual bank account. Anytime you do anything for Hashem, it's the best investment. That's something to think about. He's the boss, the real boss. That's why we have to try to think about everything we do in our day for Hashem. Because now we're always investing in our relationship with Hashem, and then they're always cashing out big. We're not trying to do it for Scar, we're not doing it for reward, we're just aware that he rewards well. So if we have a Yetzer Sahara, we have also a Yetzer Scar telling us that we have a lot
to gain.
If he deliberately did not pray until midday, he has no way of making up this prayer. Alav Nema, it says about him, he's not able to fix a twisted thing and make it straight. Im shogeg or ones, if he missed the time of prayer due to mistake or unavoidable circumstances, so we're going to get into that later on in Siman 21 about all those scenarios we mentioned.
And with the reality of life, sometimes you're going to have to delay to do that.
And we're going to discuss that. There is ability to daven a tashlumin, that's the concept. Maybe we'll get into that.
The idea of two minchas. Yeah? The first one would be the chiyuv mincha, and the second one would be the tashlumin, the maker. Yeah. If you haven't done shachris b'chlal, put tefillin on. We do tisha b'av, we didn't put tefillin on.
Yeah.
Now in the afternoon, we make up for it because now we're allowed. We put on tefillin and everything, and then we go down as much as we can on the shachris.
The birchus
is really only shachris, so in terms of birchus kriya shema. The other parts you can say, like for the kedushim without the bracha.
We'll see. Hopefully, we'll get to it later on. He says underneath, what happens when a person deliberately, and we're going to see this is from Mishnah Berurah, delayed praying until a third of the day has passed, there are authorities that hold that he can no longer pray shacharis. He recommends person therefore pray, but with the condition if the halakha follows those authorities, then his prayer is offered as tefillas nadava. Alright, it's just like a mindset. That since he holds, once you miss the zman of tefillah, there are some people that hold the zel, like that's it, finished. If 10 o'clock passed, you can't daven Shemoneh Esrei. So just have in mind, according to those shitas that are against davening, you just have in mind you're doing a korban nedava, which means like a gift to Hashem. It's just to be yotzi those opinions who don't believe that you can daven after this zman tefillah, till chatzos. Yeah, what were you going to say?
I guess every neshama is wired differently. It's hard to think that one would just not daven.
Yeah, that's hard to go through a day. But I've experienced, it's called tashlumin. Like, you make up for it. You daven two minchas, or if you miss mincha, two marvs. If you miss marv, two shachrus. Yeah, in terms of Shmon Esri. And there is a way to fix it. But, you know, in the end of the day, Hashem doesn't want us to go any 6 hours or 12 hours of our life without prayer. That's really what it's about. Hashem wants our tefillahs. So He's created a system with the Rabbonim together that we are always going to have time in every slot of our life where we're praying to Hashem in a serious way. And Shmoneh Esrei is the most holy, powerful tefillah that we can do. It was set up by the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, and it has in it all the intikunim and yanim that a person needs every, you know, 6 hours, like, or 12 hours at night time. In the daytime, 6 hours for shachris and 6 hours for mincha, and then you have 12 hours for marav. So you're not going through life without connecting, touching in with the real boss, and that's just really important. Now, remember, this is not for women. Women, they are not higher than, you know, mitzvahs of seizman, the rabbanon, or mitzvahs of deraisa. So they're not in as mitzvahs of seizman grama. They're not chayv, but there are different shitas about that. You know, maybe they should have done one Shmoneh Esrei today if they can, a day. But a lot of women in the Chassidic world are yotzi on just brochas every morning, or just talking to because of shachar.
Really?
Yeah, that's the shitas of the Chassidim, because the women are more busy with other things. I don't know, that's how the Chassidim are knowing, but obviously there's different minhagim within the Chassidim, and definitely I think other paths are more strict, or the women should daven.
My wife's a serious davener. She davens for years.
Always, every day. Wow, amazing.
Full chakras every morning.
Oh, wow.
Her mother does that. She got it from her mother.
Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov Einikul. Okay, we'll just, I think we should stop, because I do have another section here, but I think we'll do that next time.
Bezrat Hashem.
Next week.
So there is something, of course, it's not easy, but I find when I do a Nate's, there is something very strong about it.
Yeah,
it's hard to do, and I'm not saying it's
a holy, holy thing. It's just a good of your smile all day.
It's a big thing.
You're doing the tefillah, which is, you know, a very special thing.
We have beautiful nights in our shul.
Yeah, we have beautiful nights in the shul.
I just dance afterwards. And
I just can't. I'm lucky if I make the minion of shachris.
Right, same here.
No, not because of I'm always early, but it's the generally. But it's just the I can't process tefillahs generally on the speed that most people daven at. I'm just slow. And
but it's interesting that we learned that about the Nates, the concept of it. There is something to it.
Yeah, Nates is big. Very
it's
big.
It's a really big amount of two to do that. It's, you really got
to
be.
To do that consistently?
Like the Nates people I know are like.
Yeah, it's
very
intense.
Sharp, doing it. They're just really good on.
A lot of them go to bed earlier as well. Like, that really is the key to the game.
Because
to keep it up consistently, not sleeping
two
properly.
Two of them do a dedicated Dafyomi shirt. The two guys I know.
Oh, wow.
That's their standard.
Yeah, I remember when I went to see Rev. I went to Chuzlaitz, and I went to see Rev Mansour, Eli Mansour, one of the big Swadish Rebbe in Brooklyn. We went in there, and he has a shir before Nate's.
Wow.
And then he dumbs Nate's. So really? I was sitting in the shir, and I was with Rashawn Morris, because he always dumbs Nate's as well. And we daven nights with him.
And you learned before.
And he had a shir before. It's Shmach Gemara shir. In New York, in Brooklyn. It was in the old Safra shul. Now he's got a brand new shul. I haven't been to the new
one. Like a Dafyomi or just daven Gemara
shir? I think it was Dafyomi. Yeah, he's serious. He's a big rabbi.
He's a big tzaddik.
Big person. So, there are lots of people doing this. And as I said, Rav Shlomo Morish and many others. My rabbi always davens Zman Tefillah, always, like just before, so we can do Birkas Kriyat Shema, and then, you know, with the filling and everything, and
sure.
You know, he's always punctual, and his shachar is always on time, but he never davens Nates, as far as I know. I think one time, twice or three times maybe I davened Nates for him, because there was some Birkas Chama or some like external reason, like Erev Pesach was Erev Shabbos, or on Shabbos, I think, and it was Birkas Chama.
Yeah.
One of those unusual times where you had to daven early. But anyway, we're going to learn now some Nesivah Shalom. Kola Osik B'Toyres Oila Ki Ilu Hakriv Oila. So at the beginning of the Parsha, Parsha Tzav, we have the Korbanos. We mentioned already that we've shifted now into the parshas of Torah's Konim and the Mishkan. Last week we mentioned it in Vayikra. So anyone who is osik learning in the Torah, the limudim, the learnings of Ola, this is the Korban, Ki'ilu Hakriva Ola. It's like he offered this Korban Ola, which is in this week's Parsha. Zos Torah Sa'olahi, Ola Amukuda, Amizbeh, Kol Laila Ad Boker. So that's the Pasuk from the Parsha. This is the Torahs of the Ola, that we Ola, it all goes up. The whole Korban goes up. Kainim don't touch it, it goes straight up to Hashem. Yeah? It's a Korban completely for Hashem. Mukuda Amizbeh, and it goes on the Mizbeh all night until when? Till the morning. So it burns completely to Hashem. Machazal, kola osa b'toris oila ki'ilu hakriv oila. And says Chazal, anyone who's osa in toris oila, it's as if he offered up the korban. So it's very nice to feel that by learning about this now. It's like we're giving an oila to Hashem. Like we said, we should invest in our relationship with Hashem. So oila would be like the ideal where it's pure for Hashem completely. It's not like a shlomim where you eat from it. Now, Chassidim would say, no, but Yidden eating. When Yidden eat, that's holy holies. So maybe it's more holy when Jews get to partake from the Korban. Yeah? Like a shlomo.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's how the Chassidim look at stuff. But based on the Peshat, the oiler, when it's all for Hashem, so that's a very holy thing. I intend for myself. Yeah, Hashem loves our suitors, you know. But anyway. Let's see when Mashiach comes, I think we're going to be bringing a lot of korban todas, which is definitely a lot of eating together. So we're going to explain now why, in truth, being osik in Torah, learning about the oila is as if you brought the oila. Then exiv kan zos Torah oila he oila al mukuda mizbeh kol ala ad boker veish mizbeh tukod bo, and this fire is burning like on it all the time. Tamid, avoda space in Migdash Mesinu base in Yonim, which is manam belaila. There's two in the base of Migdash. There's two types of inyanim that we talk about. The time that's in night, shakola korbanos korivim rak biyom. So we know that all the korbanos are only brought in the day. Lo belaila, kaseh biyom savosa. So apparently it's a pasuk that you only allowed to bring the korban in the daytime. Rakan binyanu kaseh he ola amukadam is bare kolaila ad boker. So the idea of what's this pshat now is talking about that it's all night. So all night is because it's on the mizbeah burning. Yeah, we brought it already in the day, but it's burning all night. And what's another mitzvah that we see that is it all night? Menorah ne'amar, but erev ad boker, la'alas ne'er tamid. They would light up the ne'er tamid. These are the two mitzvahs that carry on throughout the night. Korban Ola and the menorah, the base of English. Inyanim ki belailahi eses gavuris. The other side. So we're going to be in Tel Aviv, Mr. Shema, this conference. This is the time when the night, it's the time where you go to this comedy event I just sent to you guys. Yeah, this is the time when the gevuris of the other side are more, have more koyach. The hashich or das.
Right, they come out then.
Yeah, then, and it's the hashich, and it darkens the light of das of a yid. Yeah, the das, the true knowledge of a yid. And it hides from him, the b'china is da. Es Hashem, Avicha, Alakai Avicha. It darkens the aspect of that a Yid knows his heavenly godly father, Avdu, and the way he's serving him. So we all know that. Comes the night, suddenly the phone that was helping you do work all day,
yeah,
suddenly at night becomes an entertainment machine for like Narishkeit. And your wife be like, what are you doing? I work. Oh yeah, right. She was just playing something. I don't know. I don't play any of these games, but one of those Fruit Crush or whatever they're called. I don't know.
Candy Crush.
You're sitting there, or worse, yeah? Kasher Dao Hasar is Mar Kanisa. And the Das is lacking in what you were created for. Well, Hashem brought you, you know, he's given you a purpose here. Kamash Kostum is Gaba Balayla, Koach HaChoymer. Because what happens at night? The koach of physicalness takes over. B'inyani Tivus Roas. One of the things I've worked really hard on, my wife and I, is we never eat after we've had dinner, really. Command never.
You never what?
Eat after dinner.
Wow.
Like, that's a big segula to get healthier. Because a lot of the late night noshing is, one, it doesn't go process properly because now you've got to lie down and it doesn't get worked through your body the best. And it triggers a lot of heaviness in the mind.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of reasons why not to. The only reason Shabbos is slightly different, obviously, but Shabbos, you also stop eating at a certain point.
Yeah, you bench.
And you bench. And then Zohar, you don't have to sit and nosh now another few hours, yeah? Now, here there are these Shalom Zochers and all these other things that might change that in certain situations. But the point is, generally...
How long have you been doing that routine?
For a bunch of years. We had a time period, we used to eat that ice cream. What's it called? Baskin? No, not Baskin, the other one. What's the famous one?
Ben
and Jerry's. We used to eat that and watch something together, and we did it for a while, and we both felt like we were getting fat, and it was just not good for us. So we took on ourselves to stop. One, it was a waste of money. Save money by not buying it. It's quite expensive.
I try not to do. I also try to work. It's such an easy thing to do if you're stressed out.
Yeah, just lying on the bed, just noshing away. Like, no. So we stopped doing that, and it's helped. Based on this Torah, the nighttime is when these tivers get strong. Keneged za'ir or ha-menorah, b'orah Hashem yisbarach dashal ish yehudi. And this is keneged the light, the menorah, that Hashem lights up the das of each person. Kein eishem ezbech, shi b'chinas havla, mafik devala sayer lahatzol yehudi ma'esh ha-tivers ezgoros choma al-asura. So this is a beautiful concept that he just brought down. I can't translate it exactly, but I think what it is saying it takes you out and helps you to save a yid from the fire of Tibers and his gavras, on the physicalness, and on the trying to take over, because there's Choma and there's Surah. Choma is like your gashmias, and Surah is your form, your spirituality, your true essence. So the idea, you want to keep the Surah very strong. Like I said about the Bava Tshereba, the Belzerov said about him, he's Kulu Surah. Or maybe it's the other way around, but the Bava Tshereba said about the Belzerov, Kulu Sora, which means he has no Chomer, no Gashmias. He was like totally spiritual. The Bells of Rob, I think he was talking about. The Bava Tshereba said that in Berlin when he came to visit. But the idea is that the Eish of the Tamid, Tukad al Mizbeach L'Sichah, which is a pasuk I actually say all the time, this Eish that's burning on the Mizbeach with the oil offering is the kind of fire you want. The fire from the menorah, that's the fire you want, yeah? So those two mitzvahs are connected to this Eish of Kedusha. This Eish Kodesh, the menorah Eish, the mizbech Eish, this is the kind of fire you want. The fire from the menorah, the fire from the mizbech, that's the kind of fire you want. And that takes away this fire, the other kind of fire. Because the tiber has to go somewhere. So rather put it to Kedusha.
When you're just like finally winding down, how do you create the Kedusha fire?
So I used to have a cup of wine. That maybe is excusable if I'm really like in a crazy state or a cup of beer.
Hot tea, something.
But like the food thing, try not get into it. Once in a while, just nosh a bit of popcorn or something not so heavy. But like the point is that you're trying to focus in.
You're redirecting the
fire. Yeah, to be more focused on your marriage. Or put a bit more time into family attention, or put more time into, if you really are going to go on the phone, do some work. Do some actual work. Like, do something. Like, take care of some of the stuff you didn't get around to in the day. Take care of it. And then you've accomplished something in that time.
Very good.
My point is, life is short, and there's a lot to do. The work is great.
Yeah.
So let's just hop around in those hours where it's a bit more low. Do, like, low-level functioning stuff. Like I do a lot of like social media posting that's low level functioning. Just posting it out and just, you know, maybe some mistakes might happen at those moments here and there. I just found out, for example, I did some low level posting on TikTok and I didn't realize, but the music that came on was some other music. So it ruined the video a little bit. Because it automatically put music on the video. So you have to remove that music. So I just re-uploaded them without that music, because I don't want that music on the video, yeah?
Homemade from Yehuda.
Amazing.
So good.
Yeah, it tastes good.
That one gets better with age.
So that's the Eish al Torah, the Eish al Menorah, the Eish al Mizbeach. That's another Nakuda. Learn some Torah.
Right? Good, lots of caffeine.
Go out at night and learn a little bit before you go to bed. Learn a little bit. Go to shul, sit if it's safer.
The night Eish al Torah. I'm conscious of it. I'll put an earbud in. If I'm getting tired, I'll put on a shoe.
Yeah. Love with your kids. I don't know. There's so much.
Right.
Eish Mizbeach, Shibachinas Havla, Mafik, blah, 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 blah. Base Madrakes, Eilu Shal Menorah, Shal Oila, Al Mukada, Yeshanam, Bakoyacha Torah. These two aspects of the menorah and the oila are the Mukada. This changes into what? Into the strength of the Torah. Torah Kadosha Me'ira Dasa, because the Torah Kadosha lights up the Das of a Yehudi, and he starts to feel Shaharagish or Elikus. That's why it's so important to learn Torah. Yeshba Etz HaKoyach HaEsh, and with this Koyach of the fire, Kamashikosev Halo Ko Divrei Geish Noam Hashem, Keneged Esha Yetzahara, Yesh Esha Torah, Shalo Koyach Divrei HaEsh.
Light learning.
Zah, Brasi Yetzahara, Brasi Di Torah Tavlin. You know, the solution is learning Torah.
I remember in Cleveland, I used solution. To be at the Koyla at night,
yeah.
A couple nights a week. Yassi and I would go there, and it was Gishmak. It really like realigns the whole night.
Amazing.
Yassi? Yeah, finding time to learning Torah at night.
Yeah.
You have a little Harusa, you go to the Beis Medrash.
He brings a bunch of Pesukim here, but maybe we'll have to try learn this another time. But it says, Afal Pisha Mitzvah Lima B'yom Laila, this is based on the Rambam. In Hilchos Talmud Torah, Lomed Rov Chochmas Ela Belaila. He would learn most of his Chochmas at night. Chochmim Ein Rina Shal Torah Ela Belaila. Their main time of learning was night. Kumi Runi Belaila. They would wake up at the night. God saw Belaila. Chutz Shal Chesed Nim Shachalav. Beyom. He brings down a Chesed of the day. You want to have Shefer in the day. Learn at night. Learn Torah at night.
Wow.
And any time such that house that there's no learning of Torah at night, there's a fire that burns there. God forbid.
Right.
So little, how do we know that the main learning is at night, and the fact that there's no Torah heard at night? Yeah, so this fire comes, this fire of Tiber, this other fire. So we have to, really the solution is the Torah is Magina, it protects us. And the Torah learning at night is what brings down Shmirah and blessings, and it transforms the fiery Eight Sahara and saves us from it. If we're learning at night. I'm going to go out tonight. My wife's going to pick up my daughter from the airport. I'm going to go learn to a Shia tonight. Shia David. And I even offered to learn with someone else, but he said he'd rather do it in the day. So, but maybe we try to learn, try now that it's going to be getting a bit later, so it's harder. But we try to learn a little bit more at night. And that's like we offered up an Orla. It's like we're lighting the menorah. It's like taking that energy and using it in the right direction for Hashem.
And that's how it's tied into the parsha.
Yeah, because the oiler
and
the menorah, these are all mitzvahs at night. They're burning, the fire is going to the right for Hashem.
Kedusha, everything's holy. It's
and by learning source. About it, it's as if you did it. It's so by learning about the korban oiler, as if you brought an oiler. So too, the fires of the tivers, everything.
Nice
that, by the way, it connects into that pasuk. Eish tamid tukadam is be'el sick bear. If you're having tivers, say that pasuk.
Say it again.
Born in Shulchan Aruch. Eish tamid tukadam is be'el sikhbe. Tukadam is be'el sikhbe. It's at the end of, you open up Korbanos and Shacharis in the morning, and it brings the Korban Orla. It's the last pasuk in the Korban
Orla. And then when you feel
and the last pasuk in
when you feel it creeping up.
In this week's parsha. Eish tamid tukadam is be'el
sikhbe.
That's one of the pasukim I say all the time. Say Lev Tahor, also another pasuk. And also go, that's another one. That's the Shulchan Aruch.
Which one?
Pa. It's based on Paltiel. He put a sword next to his bed so he wouldn't be with David HaMelech's wife, Michal.
Wow.
Chief.
Yeah.
Knowledge. Chief knowledge.
Tom and Chasim.
Chief knowledge. Tom, chief knowledge disseminator. Chief knowledge.
Chief knowledge.
No. Fire. Eish Tamid.
Ellie's a C.
Chief knowledge.
K. C. K. Tom and Chasim.
Chief knowledge operator.
I forget all these names. When Hashem, when you get to Shemayim, they're not going to care what's written on the door.
Not at all.
You know, there was a famous story some business guy had on his door, like, you know, Manal, la la la, like.
Keep marketing and then
all. Yeah, and I think the story was they wanted to come arrest him or something had happened heavy, and people were looking for him, and that day they were making some change in the office, so they moved the sign. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was always very proud of the sign. And they moved the sign, and then they came, and they couldn't find his office, and he managed to get out of there. And
oh, my.
So sometimes better not to have, you know.
The title.
Yeah.
But for now, Chief Thomas.
Chief knowledge disseminator, chief knowledge.
The most important thing is we have Eish HaTorah.
Chief Torah.
Why do you think Eish HaTorah was called Eish HaTorah? Look what they're trying to
fire,
do. Fire. Or Rabbi Nachman, Eish Li.
Fire.
Eish Li. That burns till Mashiach comes. There's all these different concepts of Eish.
Happy holy nights and like.
Eish is also Rosh Hashanah's Emes and Shalom. Truth and peace.
Ooh.
So you want to have Shalom and. How are you going to bring it? You want to have Shalom in your house. Like Eish and Isha, with the Yud K, is Shalom nights, your days, and we'll hopefully be safe from this test on these phones. Shem Shemayna, we should have a beautiful Shabbos, lichtige Shabbos, as I say. Fire. Hashem Saf, Hashem Paro, we're going to purify ourselves.
Amen.
And Shem will bring us that Tahara we need.
I feel better already, by the way.
To get ready for this Bez Shlishi, it's coming. We use all our success at Muna IP for the learning Torah. Because Torah brings the true das, the true knowledge of what life's about. And then we can use it to, as we're learning in this week's Parsha Sav, from Nesiva Shalom, that anyone who learns Torah is as if he offered up the Ola. Ola offering, we said, is Kula Lashem. It goes all the way to Hashem, and it gets burned up overnight. The fire is burning Tamid. Eish Tamid Tukadam is Be'el HaSichber. Tamid, it's a fire that's consistent. That's something important as a company, to be consistent. And it's a fire, it's with passion, with energy, and with warmth. And this also connects to the concept of menorah, which is another aspect of the all-night mitzvah of fire that we can relate to. Now, what is this fire being used for? The fire of the Ola and the fire of the menorah is to give us a connection to the das of the Yehudi that starts to connect and feel emotionally the Or Elokus, the light of the godly light. And that gives him a koach of Eish. We said Eish is Rosh Tevis, Emes, and Shalom. And it's the idea of a husband and wife, Ish v'Isha. You have a chasna tonight. So the chatana is the idea of Ish and Isha coming together. Brings a Yud K, Yud from the Ish and the Hey from the woman. And that makes the name Yud K, Yud and Hey. And then that is the Yichud of the Ish and Isha, of the two fires of Emes and Shalom coming together. So that's the kind of fire we want. We want a fire of the menorah, we want a fire for the oil, we want a base of Migdash. So by learning about this, it brings that fire of Torah into our home, especially at nighttime when the other side, the other forces are strengthening and they're trying to darken us and make us lose our das. So we have to, and their trum is gabber on us, so we have to strengthen ourselves and push ourselves to do some ruchnias at night. And that will bring a chutzah chesed, a lot of shefa and light into our life. And Kumi Roni Belaila is one of the pasuks we have to sing out at night with the Chochmas Torah. And this Koach of Torah, it saves us, it protects us, and it gives us ability to convert the Yetzer Hara for Tivers to the Eish, the fire of for spirituality and for focus. So one of the things we discuss practically is not only learning at night, but also if we can't always learn, but to be focused, not to be distracted into all these phones and distracting things that go on in life, to be focused on the relationships that we have and to try really, you know, be there and present. It's very difficult, you know, me personally, I'm working online a lot. So, and if you are going to do low-level stuff at night, like in terms of work, try like do that instead of just pure entertainment, because entertainment generally is a waste of time. Unless you need it just to relax and cool down for a minute. But to remember that there is this spiritual war going on and we have to do what we can to make sure that the Eish of the Neshama is alive. And that's why Hashem, when it says in the Svarim, it says he created the Yetzer Hara, but he created the Torah as the cure. So if we want to get rid of this nudnik that's driving us mad, I actually have a book which I'm going to bring here from my friend. It's all about dealing with that inner nudnik that's driving us crazy. Well, one of the simple ways is just by learning Torah. Obviously, there's more nuanced ways. We learned Hilkas Kriyas Shema as well, and we discussed the importance of and Shmon Esrei, and Shmon is about doing it b'zman, doing it on time, and once again, it's about focus. And I think that with this concept that we are now like coming up to Shabbos Para and Sav, we're purifying ourselves, getting ready for Shabbos HaChodesh, and B'tz Hashem, you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael. Get ready for Shabbos HaGadol, where we get the great Das, and then we reach the climax on the Chag of Pesach. And by that point, there should be a lot of Shef and Bizus Yam for Muna IP. We should have everything we need to be able to pay for the Chag and beyond. Amen. Blessings only. Have a beautiful Shabbos. That was 4 minutes.